Hello everybody, I'm George Mind. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is talking about the Greenland situation and Taco Trump always chickens out, so he's back down again. I think well, chickening out is sometimes the right thing to do, but it might have been better. Well, definitely would have been better to avoid his stupid nonsense and his inane outbursts, but you know, you see how senile he is. Is there a method to his madness? There's a book about him called Winning Bigly by someone who's very much on the Democrat side, but says that Trump is a superb persuader. And the author, I forget his name now, he just died about a week ago. But anyway, so Trump's strategy is always this, to come out with some outrageous broadside demanding this and saying he's going to do that, and then back down to a position which is not quite so crazy. And that seems reasonable by comparison. So was that what he was doing again? But if the United States had chosen to invade Greenland, it would have been defenseless. There's no way Denmark, with 5 million people, and presumably armed forces proportionate to that, could withstand an attack from the world's premium superpower, the United States, with, you know, 340 million people, is it? And goodness, I don't know, how many is it full-time troops? Like 2 million? Now, obviously, they wouldn't be sending them all against Greenland, and Denmark wouldn't send all its troops to defend England. But even if Denmark sent every single man and woman in uniform there, there's no way they could resist. And it's just such a gigantic island. How do you even begin to defend it? All right. So so far, President Trump says that he is looking into an agreement with Greenland. He's held talks with other members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which Denmark was a founder member, along with the USA, way back in 1949. And remember, President Trump was threatening tariffs against 8 European countries. Yeah, so that's it. But obviously, this is far from ink. But the thing is, you never know who you are with Trump, because he was sympathetic to Ukraine, he was unsympathetic to Ukraine, he, you know, blames Putin, he blames Zelensky for the Ukraine situation, he'll blame Putin again, and so you can't make a deal with him because he's so utterly dishonest. He always reneges on the deal. So yeah, there we go. All right, so the Secretary General of NATO is Mark Rutte, who spent about 10 years as Prime Minister of the Netherlands, and he said that Danish sovereignty was not an issue there, so presumably that's just going to continue. Denmark has not the least intention of ceding sovereignty. And why should they? It's been their sovereign territory for 1,000 years. The United States has got no claim to it whatsoever. We need it for our security. What if Russia said they need Alaska for their security, or Mexico say they need Texas, or Canada, they say they need New York? I mean, it's preposterous. The only threat to Greenland's security is from the United States, with Trump's hyper-aggressive rhetoric. And openly talking about launching an unprovoked war of aggression against a peaceful nation. Denmark's been pacific towards the United States, been a staunch ally, sent troops to Afghanistan and so on, because they're part of NATO, because the USA invoked Article 5 of the NATO Charter after the 9/11 attack, saying an attack on one is attack on all. Doesn't actually automatically trigger the other to come and fight by your side, but they have to discuss it. But all NATO members did send troops to Afghanistan, including some places like Poland, where it was deeply unpopular. So the Prime Minister of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen, said we can negotiate on everything political, security, investments, economy, but we cannot negotiate on her sovereignty. So, you know, the Danes have got no intention whatsoever of ceding Greenland. The Greenlanders are happy with this arrangement, with them being a self-governing territory of the Danish crown. If they want to declare independence, that's between them and Denmark. Denmark could choose to grant independence or to withhold independence or so forth. But one thing that is crystal clear is that it does not belong to the United States, has never belonged to the USA, and not one inch of it has ever belonged to the USA. If Denmark wished to, the Greenlanders wish, that's different. And very few Greenlanders even want independence. And almost no Greenlanders want to become a territory or a state of the United States. Okay, so, you know, a lot of the Republican Party were openly uncomfortable about this. So there we go. Wow, why on earth should there be sanctions against countries which said, no, we're going to support our ally? But it appears to have worked insofar as Trump has backed down. So he attacks Greenland, the Danes fight back. Okay, the Danes get defeated, but some Americans get killed. You might say, well, that's worth it because we've expanded the United States so much. The first president to expand the United States since 1959. I believe that was simply the territories becoming states, Hawaii and Puerto Rico. So the tariffs were going to kick in from the 1st of February this year. So on his social networking thing, Truth Social, he said he had a very productive meeting with Secretary General Mark Rutte. Okay, so that they've come up with a framework of a deal. I don't know if that's true or not. Okay, so Trump is suggesting it would be an excellent deal for the United States and all the other NATO countries as well. Okay. So there might be the Golden Dome as in an air defense system over there. All right. So, wow. It's also a diversion from Trump's domestic failings, from the cost of living crisis, from inflation, and so on. And a lot of the economic problems are because of his stupid tariff war. But if tariffs are good, why don't you do it anyway? Tariff trade wars are good and easy to win, he said in his first term. Well, he didn't cite any examples of that ever happening. So anyway, there's been this trip to Davos, Switzerland, towards the end of January every year. I think this is the 1950s. So various world leaders meet in the Swiss ski resort and discuss it is the World Economic Forum. The Ruskies haven't been welcome since the invasion of Ukraine. So, and I believe that the British Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, didn't even meet Donald Trump when they were there. All right. So what on earth is going to happen? Maybe something, maybe sanity will prevail. Okay. So some of Congress is unhappy about this. It sets a bad precedent. And the Russians are saying, so why should we invade this? Of course, Putin's could say a deal. We'll recognize Greenland, that's yours, but you have to recognize Ukraine as ours, and so on. So the Danes are trying to rhetorically defend their territory without saying anything that is provocative. As Trump is extremely provocative, but you think of the power imbalance there. Yeah. So, the United States already has military bases there, has only 200 troops, and apparently under a treaty, they can send as many troops as they want without even having to consult the Danes. There's no need for them to have sovereignty over this place to control it. But yeah, it is a terrible embarrassment. So the leader of the House Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries, has correctly said what a disgrace he is, and so on. And Dick Durbin, a Democratic senator, has said how, Trump has been lying, he's been an utter embarrassment to the United States, and so forth. Yeah. Okay. But Lindsey Graham is a Republican senator, one of the most prominent ones. He's actually been very good on Ukraine, and he suggests that the United States ought to acquire legal title to Greenland. And like goodness, and I know there are valuable minerals there, but just because you want it doesn't mean I someone's got money. I want that money. That doesn't make it legally mine. I don't have any right to it. You wouldn't accept other people doing this to you, so you wouldn't do as you would be done by. Is this universalizable? If it's okay for you to steal whatever you want, it must be okay for people to steal from you. And Nigel Farage, has said it would be better if the United States owned Greenland. Well, I don't agree, but nevertheless, even he said yes, it does belong to Denmark. And then, interestingly, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, he was there at Davos. And California, if it were an independent country, would be like the sixth biggest economy in the world. And he said he wasn't even allowed to enter the U.S. pavilion at Davos, I suppose because Trump's goons keeping him out. And Newsom is front runner to be the Democratic nominee for 2028. He's about 56. He's tall. He's good looking. A lot of people aren't that superficial. Fairly successful governor for 8 years. Evil, evil bastard in many ways. But does he fit the bill? Does his face fit? On the other hand, being Californian might be a bit of a problem for Kamala Harris. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, today PayPal, georgecallahan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.